Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
One of the greatest things that we can ever do when we're feeling uncomfortable isn't face it, which I know is right off the bat why you can understand that I am not an expert in what I'm talking about, but I am somebody who's been through a lot. And the greatest thing that I've ever done is know when to walk away. And that's a hard lesson to learn. And it takes a lot of discipline. And it also takes a lot of experience, a lot of heartbreak, a lot of emotional stress, a lot of uncomfortable situations. And so today we're going to be talking about exes. Exes play a vital role in our lives and they shape us to be who we are. And I know there's a lot of people out there that have been through relationships, that have struggled, that have had the worst breakups in the entire world. But I was thinking about this the other day. When an ex texts you, the amount of emotions that go through your mind is insane. You're like, oh my God, do I love them? Should I drop everything I'm doing right now to fall back in love with them? Is this it? Is this the sign? They texted me, even if they just like responded to my story. Is this it? This is the moment. This is the moment where my life changes and I finally find love. And it's somebody that I've already been with, so I don't have to learn anything new. Blah. That's the first thought. That's the first thought, even if you are in the happiest relationship of your life. That's the first thought, even if you knew that they were the most toxic person for you. Because immediately, I feel like the way my brain works is when somebody pops into my head, I do think about positive things. I don't immediately think about how they hurt me or how bad they are for me. I think about, could I make this work? Is this it? Is this a sign from the universe? Is this bigger than me? So hi folks, my name is Joey Kidney. I've been doing this podcast for about, 6 years now, and you're listening to The Happy Times. If you're enjoying it so far, if you've listened to any other episode, please leave a review. We're almost at, I want to get to 5,000 reviews on Spotify. I think we're at 3,300. So I really appreciate if you leave a review, and I hope you enjoy the podcast. This is the podcast that there's no script. It's just me and you having a conversation. Even though you can't speak, I kind of imagine how you sound. And I kind of imagine that we're able to have this open conversation. There's no judgment here. There's no wrong thing, right thing. It's just you and me. And I think that's the greatest thing. That's the one thing that like I feel like our whole society lacks, is because we're all scared of this, you know, cancel culture and stuff, and just feeling alone and feeling empty and feeling like we don't belong because we don't always necessarily say the right things and think the right things. And I'm not saying to be awful to other human beings. That's not what I'm saying here. But I'm saying, if you think, okay, wait, my ex texted me and I think I love them. You know, there's a lot of people in the world that would say, absolutely not. You're making the wrong decision. But I'm here to hear you out. I want to listen to your thoughts and I want to listen to your comments and concerns. And I think that's what makes a conversation great, is that we're able to listen to both sides of things. And that's, I've found, was always my issue and my problem, is that I always want to know why somebody did something, even if it was horrible. Like, what were they going through? That always really intrigues me. And so that's why I made this podcast, is to share those crazy thoughts that go on in my head. And so one of them that I've been thinking about recently is exes. I've only ever dealt with ex-girlfriends, and my situation hasn't been awful. I think it's more of like an awful situation in my head than it was an awful person to deal with. So take this advice with a grain of salt, because each and every single one of our relationships has been different. Now, I know there's a lot of trauma coming out of a relationship, and everyone's is so vastly different. And mine for me has honestly been pretty minimal compared to, I feel like, a lot of people out there. And so mine's more emotional than it was physical or memorable or anything like that. And the thing that brought this up for me was, a text from a girlfriend. Now, this didn't happen to me like recently, but it happened a year ago maybe. And it's happened in the past as well. You know, it just like kind of carries on year after year after year. You know, whenever you first break up with somebody, the one thing that really is like weird, but you feel like you need to do is birthday texts. Because they're in your phone. You know when their birthday is. And so the first like year or two, you feel the need to text happy birthday and you get the same in return. And this year was the first year that I didn't receive a happy birthday text from any ex-girlfriend. And it was nice, but it was also emotionally like, wow, this is a new phase in my life. And it got me thinking about the emotions that you get when an ex texts you back. And it got me thinking about you guys, because I get a lot of DMs from you. And a lot of them are actually about breakups and exes and them coming back into your lives, even if you don't necessarily want them or need them or feel them. And immediately you just get all this like rush of emotion that they are the perfect people in your lives. Like this is the thing that you've been missing. And I'm here to tell you that those feelings are valid, but they're not always true. And so when we get that text, immediately, I think it goes to our head. I don't even think it touches our gut, because I'm a firm believer that the gut decision is always the best decision. Because when we think about, you know, our body talking to us, I immediately think about food and how we're treating and fueling our body. When we eat good food, our gut's happy. Our gut tells us, you know, how we're going to feel. And then this is going to be gross, brings us to our, like, bowel movements and everything. And I know you're thinking, what does this have to do with relationships and exes? Let me get there. Our gut tells us how our body is actually feeling. You know, our minds can be manipulated in these sense because we're constantly on our phones. We're looking at somebody else. We're also trying to process somebody else's emotions and other people's thoughts. And there's so much going on. But our gut only deals with the things that we're digesting and consuming right now. And so whenever we go through a situation, I listen to my gut first, because my gut is always going to be right for me. Doesn't mean it's going to be the right decision, but it means that my gut is going to lead me on a path that I'm going to be okay with. I'm not going to second guess my entire life, because it was something that it felt right. Everything in my body felt like it was the right decision. And so when we get a text from an ex, I think it immediately goes to our head and we start thinking about everything. You know, the branches come out and we're like, oh my God, do we love them? Oh my God, I hate them. Let's just do something with this text right away. I need to respond. I can't not respond. I have to respond. Is it weird that I respond in a minute or 10 minutes later? Or do I take a whole day? Do I look like I'm busy? Do I act like that? Holy, if these things go through our minds. And again, that's valid. That's okay. I've been there. I've done that. I think there's these phases. And the first phase, you know, is the phase of like, they text you and you're like, oh my God, we need to get back together. Like, this is it. This is it. There's still love here. And then a year goes by and you get another birthday text. And then you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, we could be friends. You know, actually, I miss them. Let's keep a conversation going. Let's be friends. Then it gets weird. And you're asking about like their new partner and like what they do for a living, and you don't care. You only care about having the conversation with them. And then it gets to the point where you get a text and you're like, this is inconvenient in my life now. This is so not me anymore. You get a text or a call, or you see them in person. You know, one of my exes was long distance, and so it's not, this actually isn't specific. This is more me making a podcast based off your DMs, but some people have to see them in person. And so I don't necessarily know what that's like. Whenever I've seen an ex in person, I just go strictly to like being super, super friendly and like overloaded with, not confidence. What's the word? I become like an extrovert, but I'm not an extrovert. I'm an introvert. So I put like this facade on and I just really jazz it all up, and I just really want to know everything about them, and I don't want them to ask any questions about me, and I just want to make it not be awkward. So I kind of just like go into, you know, what I do at meet and greets, where I just like have to have no emotion and just only care about the person that I'm meeting. That's kind of like what I go into. It's a weird place to be. But over the last little bit, I've realized this tiny little thing. When your ex texts and you're finding that it's an inconvenience now, it's just not for you anymore. There's nothing that this person can provide to you that's going to fulfill you in your life. Just delete it. I know. You might think that might be not be the best advice. And I get it. I understand. But I promise you're going to be happy with the decision if you just delete it. Otherwise, you're going to be sitting there and you're going to think, I got to respond to this. I have to say something. But if I say something, then it's going to sound like I'm like, am I leading them on? Or am I trying to continue a conversation that I don't really care of? Or say you're in a relationship right now and you don't want...
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
To explain this to your partner, well, you should. You should always talk about everything. But like, you don't want to... your partner to find a huge conversation with your ex and be like, why are you doing this? And then they blow up because they start thinking with their head and their branches start coming out in a different way. And so obviously just be honest. But when you're, sometimes we just like feel like we need to have a conversation to be nice. And the next thing you know, we're talking to somebody that we don't really care about. And it looks like we're have feelings for them again. When we really don't, we were just trying to be nice. And then you kind of are an asshole because you were trying to be nice and not actually being nice. But what you can do, is you can delete it. Because there needs to be this point in your life that you stop living for everyone else and the past people that have already affected your life to the point that they don't need to affect it anymore. They've done their damage. They've done their due diligence. They've done it all. But now it's your turn. You've evolved out of a relationship that either tore you up or broke you down, and you made it out alive and you made it up here. So now it's time to live this for you and stop receiving those birthday texts. You could block a person, blah, blah, blah. But I'm just saying that's a big task. You don't have to block somebody. You never know. Maybe they're like, hey, I need my mail. I don't know. Whatever. But if you get a text, just delete it. Obviously, there's a right time and a right place for all of this. But for you right now, if there's ever a situation where you're like, I can't do this anymore. This isn't beneficial. Delete that text. Don't open it. Don't look at it. You're going to see the little preview of what they've said. So you're going to know kind of what they want, and delete it. Don't even think about it. Just delete it. It is finally your time. And the way that you know that it is once you've received that text and you think to yourself, I don't need this right now. That this isn't beneficial to my life at all. That this is not who I am anymore. That this is not me. And so, delete it. Listen, exes play a huge role in who we are, but they affected us from the past. They affected us from years ago. And it's not currently affecting us. It's done its damage. You're just now learning to live with it. So you don't need them in your life anymore. There's no update There's no like iPhone update that they can make that can update all of your pain and sorrows and make you learn more. No, they've done their damage and they don't deserve to do any more to you. You deserve to learn about it, to understand yourself, where you are now, and to keep going. You don't need to constantly be reminded of how someone treated you and what damage they did and how they made you feel, because that's going to mess up your current relationships. That's going to mess up your friendships, your future, everything. Delete that text. Because you're not going to be able to delete them from your mind. They're always going to be in your head. They're always going to be in your heart. You love somebody. Now, again, there's every single one of us have these different relationships. They've all ended differently. Honestly, every single one of mine ended kind of happy. I was heartbroken, but like no one got hurt other than just being sad and it sucks that it's over type of thing. And I've only really been broken up with. And then the other times it's just been just wrong situations. Not wrong person, wrong time. I don't necessarily believe in that. It didn't work out, and it's kind of more of a mutual thing. I guess I never even made it to like, oh, I was dating this person. It was more just like we were in the beginning stages and it was just like, just didn't work out. But I don't get those texts anymore, which has been really nice. And the times that I have, I delete it. And I know this because there's a lot of temptations in life. You could be in the happiest relationship ever and you just have like one bad day. And that one person texts you on the one bad day and it gets you, it flips a switch in your head and you're like, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe this is the person I should be with. And it doesn't mean that you're actually going to take action, but that's such an unpleasant thought. That's such an unpleasant place for your mind to go. And I don't think you should be doing that damage to yourself when they've already done that in the past. And I'm saying all of these things, which I guess is kind of toxic because, you know, I'm a boyfriend right now of 3 years. But listen, we all have had pasts. We've all had past relationships when you get to, you know, my age or older. And there's always going to be a coffee shop that you've walked in with your current partner that you've walked in with your ex-partner before. There's always going to be a flower that reminds you of them, a taste, everything. There's always going to be something. And we can't escape those things. We can acknowledge those things. But they don't need to live with us. And they don't need to be constantly reminded and popped up. They're going to do that by itself. Your mind is going to do that by itself. And it just doesn't need to be constantly reminded through your phone as to if you made the right decision or not. So if you're ever in this very specific situation, I guess, you can apply this to anything, but just delete it and move on. You deserve it. You deserve so much more. And I know I might not know you, but I believe in you. I believe that you can find this happiness for yourself, and I believe that is out there. And it takes work, and it takes a lot of hard work to love new people, and it takes a lot of hard work to love somebody every single day. I don't think people understand how much work relationships actually are, right? Like, we have to wake up every single day and love somebody. And love somebody enough where that they feel the love as well as loving ourselves. And that's a lot of work. That's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of making sure that your self-love is up to the top or up to the standard that it needs in order to put it on anybody else. And it doesn't devalue your love for them. It's more about, if you're treating yourself correctly, that you're able to dish it on to anyone else. It's a lot to handle. And I just think including anyone negative in that situation is only going to harm yourself. It's not going to help you at all. And I think environment is such a huge thing to help relationships and you just succeed in your life. If there's something constantly, you know, patting you on the shoulder, being like, hey, do you remember us? Do you remember when we used to go to the coffee shops? Do you remember us doing this and this and this and this? Do you remember it's my birthday? You didn't wish me a happy birthday. I wished you a happy birthday this year. We've been broken up for 3 years, but I wished you a happy birthday. Why didn't you wish me one? Why do you want to be reminded of that? I know there's a small piece of us that, you know, we want to be loved. We want to be wanted. We want to, even if it's a little like wrong and dirty, we want that. There's a part of us that makes us feel kind of good. Everyone feels good when they're wanted, but you're not wanted. Sorry. You're not wanted by an ex, right? Now there's different situations, of course, But in the situation that I'm describing right now of like you're out of it for like 4 years, blah, 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 and then they're texting you. You're not wanted. You're just wanted because they're lonely and they need a void to fill and you're comfortable. Have you ever seen Shrinking on Apple TV? It's a really good, really good Jason Segel and Harrison Ford show. And it's just amazing. It's about a therapist who loses his wife and he has a daughter and he's trying to like, he had a really hard time when he lost his wife. And so he's trying to keep the relationship with his daughter and build it back up because he's just been like, he's been into drugs and women and everything. And he's also a therapist. So he's dealing with other people's problems, blah, 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 blah. He ends up falling in, or kind of like, are they in a relationship? I guess so. He ends up going out with one of his co-therapists, one of his colleagues, and she calls him Safe Dick just because it's comfortable and like there's no feeling that's going to be had there. And like no matter what, like she can say hi or she can say bye and it's just safe. And so that's kind of what an ex is. They're just like comfortable because you've already been there. But I don't think you deserve to be comfortable with an ex. Be uncomfortable. Be so uncomfortable that you want to delete the text before you even open it, because you deserve that. You deserve to be uncomfortable. That's what I'm getting at here. No, you just deserve to live your life for you and not for anyone else, even if they're from the past, because they've done their damage and you deserve to congratulate yourself on your recovery. And that's all I have to say. I feel like I'm getting a little off topic here. So thank you very much for listening to the podcast. My name is Joey Kidney. I have 2 books if you want to go check them out. I also have a lot of hoodies if you ever in your feelings or you're sad or you're happy. We have all of those themed hoodies. I really, really hope you can go check them out on stayu.ca. And if you're listening to this till this late, I have a new book coming out and I'm really, really fucking excited about it. It's a if you've ever read my first book, it's What's the Rush? But this is going to be part two and it does have a new title, but it is a What's the Rush part two. And I wrote it over the course of 3 years, and it took me the last year to like finalize it and get everything right because we kind of got into this like cancel culture. So I want to make sure that I'm saying everything that I feel is right and I stand by. And so it took me a while to edit that out and edit it the way I wanted it to and make it feel real. And yeah, I'm really excited and I really cannot wait. Hopefully I can do a book tour soon, but thank you very much for listening and I'll talk to you later.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.